Hello and welcome to The Borough here on CITR. I'm Sarah C. and I'm going to be hosting it today, filling in for the usual Andy Resto. So I'll see if I can make him proud. I've got one request from the host himself, and we're also going to have a little guest in today who is another staff member here at CITR. I guess I should say who I am. I'm Sarah C., and I'm the music department manager. My friend Hugo is going to come in. He plays in a band called Weed, and we're going to check out a song from their forthcoming record and maybe their recent 7-inch, and he's going to maybe pick some other stuff for him, so that'll be at about 3:45. And I'm just going to play some things that I think maybe might... Andy might approve of a little bit darker stuff, a little bit of older stuff, some local stuff. And we'll just start off with Neo Boys. Here's a song called Cheap Labor.
Do I dare forget the offer? No, it's not for me. I won't be friends.
That was Pell Mell here on the Burrow on CITR.ca or CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And I'm Sarah C. I'm filling in for Andy Resto, who usually hosts the Burrow every Monday at 3. And today we're going to have a special guest. Hugo Noriega is going to come in from the band Weed, and he's going to play some songs for us, and we're going to listen to some brand new Weed songs. So that'll be good. Closer to the end of the hour here. That was Pell Mell, an Australian band. If you like Australian bands, you probably listen to Stranded, which is our Australian-Canadian music show, which is every Friday afternoon. Although I don't know if I've ever heard him play Pell Mell, but I love that song. Their first two 7-inches are amazing. Kind of turned into more of just like an indie rock thing after that, and they're all right. But man, those first two 7-inches are killer. Modernettes before that, and that's a song called Static off of their 1982 12-inch View from the Bottom. And yeah, love that one. That was for Chris Riffick, who hosts Parts Unknown, which you know if you've been listening for very long, because he was the lovely man that played that new Moon Duo song for us just before 3 o'clock. So that's for you, Chris Rivik, because you don't know who Mary Jo Kopechne is, who is the bass player of the Modernettes, who was singing on that song. So there's a little edumacation for Chris Rivik. I just love that saxophone, so I think we should I'm wearing some polyester, and it's quite noisy. I don't know if you can hear that. My bow is a little noisy, so I'll try to keep the bow away from the mic for the rest of the show. But here is another saxophone heavy track, and it's by another Vancouver band. This one is called Daddy's Hands. So they were around in the 90s, and this is actually a live recording from their performance on Thunderbird Radio Hell in, I believe, 1996, maybe. I think that's when this is from. You'll hear Nardwar introducing it at the beginning here. This is one of the songs that we wanted to put on a cassette compilation that we're putting together for some of our Fundrive donors, and to celebrate the digitization of a whole bunch of reels that we've got kicking around the station. And so this was on one of the reels that we've recently digitized, and it's a pretty amazing track. So here's Daddy's Hands, and I don't actually know what the song's called. Apparently it was not ever really a settled upon track, and they didn't really ever commit to it as far as recording it, and they don't want us to put it on our tape. So sadly there will be no Daddy's Hands on that tape, but we do have a lovely set by them, so why not play it right now? Here it is, untitled track by Daddy's Hands.
Thunderbird Radio Hell, direct in parts from the land of the Maple Bay Regatta, where Kealoha took first in all three races. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Daddy's Hands. Okay, Daddy's Hands, play the blues. We'll be right back.
quit swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Children came around, and they TBOD. 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 I don't need a TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TBOD. TBOD, 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 TBOD. I don't need no TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TBOD. TBOD, TBOD, TBOD. TBOD, TBOD, TBOD. TBOD, TBOD, TBOD. TBOD, TBOD, TBOD.
Now,
That was a squeeze here on The Burrow on CITR 101.9. I'm Sarah C. I'm filling in for Andy Resto here on The Burrow. And that's your favorite show that happens every Monday from right now, from 3 to 4. We've got an extra special guest here with us today. It's Hugo Noriega. He's the volunteer coordinator here at CITR. Hello,
I
Hugo.
Am. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. You're doing pretty good so far.
Thanks. Am I?
If you had headphones, Hugo was refusing to wear headphones, which is like against the rules.
I don't think it's against the rules. I don't know. Really? You have to hear yourself?
You sound better if you do, because right now you sound crazy.
Really?
No. I'm working on it.
Come on.
I'm working on it, but I feel like there's more control. What do you think, listeners? Who sounds more in control?
Well, Sarah, you're controlling.
Smooth Sarah C.
You're behind
C
the control
here?
Board, so you are obviously more in control than I am.
He also cannot hear our super smooth background music, so
it's true.
I guess it's his loss. But he has brought us some other music, and why don't you tell us about that little yellow record that you have there in your hand?
This is a 7-inch record that we put out in February.
Did you say we?
Weed.
Weed.
That's his band. Oh, yeah, the band name is Weed, and we put it out in February. Yeah, it's a real 7-inch record.
That's nice. And yes. What are the songs that are on it?
Oh, one is a single, if you want to call it that, off of our new record, which is coming out on April 7th. But
ooh.
We're releasing it at a show on Wednesday, next Wednesday at Antisocial.
What's the date on that?
It's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Are we going to get to the show and it's going to be like, just kidding?
You are not the only person that has asked me that. It's not a joke, though.
It's no joke.
It's no joke.
Weed at Antisocial?
Antisocial, yeah.
Great place for a show. Why is it at Antisocial?
Because it's a great place for a show.
What kind of shows does Weed like to play?
Oh, rock
shows? He knows what I'm getting at.
We play rock shows.
But you don't play a certain type of rock shows, right?
It's true, yeah.
What kind?
We only play good rock shows.
He's patronizing. This is what we're going to get there on April 1st, and it's going to be like, just kidding. they don't play at not all ages venues.
It's true.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Don't make it difficult for me, Hugo.
Sorry.
So how come?
Just cause everybody should see shows.
So you're an accessible band?
I guess, yeah, if that's what that means, yep.
So I guess sometimes that's what that means. Well, that's great. So so you are the bass player of the band?
I am.
Yeah, and did you help write these songs?
I did help write the bass for these songs. Usually what happens is Kevin and Will like kind of bring an idea to the table, and then as a band we just like, yeah, Hall & Oates in the background. we kind of just do the rest.
Okay, well that sounds like fun. So let's listen to the B-side first, because we're very like underground and hip and we don't play hit singles here on CITR.
Exactly.
So we're going to jump straight to the B-side. And what is the B-side called, Hugo?
It's called Turret.
Thank you.
right. So that was the B-side, a very B-side-y B-side, I think.
That is a very B-side-y B-side, I agree.
What can we expect from the A-side?
A lot of A-side.
Okay. Well, a whole lot of A-side. And that's coming out on the full length, which is called?
Running Back.
And that comes out on April 1st at the show at Antisocial.
Yes.
Right? You'll have copies there?
We will have copies. We have limited amounts of copies, I think, but we will have some. So come.
Okay. Well, Hugo's going to play one more song for us. But thanks so much for tuning in to The Burrow here on CITR 101.9 FM. Before Weed, we heard The Squeeze, amazing band, UK 1980. What year was that one? 1980-something.
1980-something.
One.
It's very 1980.
That album, the self-titled Squeeze album, is one of the best rock and roll records of all time. It's like kind of cheesy, but I'm going to go ahead and say that.
You went there.
Do you agree?
I don't know, because I haven't listened to the whole album. But
that's good.
I mean, you seem
Sex
to know
Master,
your music.
That's a good one. Bang, bang.
There you go.
Love it. Before that, we heard local band Sir Plage with a song called Fragment. Flagrant Foul. And you can find that on their Bandcamp. And Animal Bodies with Start the Suffocation from The Killing Scene before that. So what are you going to leave us with, Hugo?
I'm going to play a song by a band called Gun Outfit. It's called Lola's Tears, Buried Deep. It's from a tour tape from when they went on tour, I think, last year. And they're a really good band.
And did you play with them? Did we play with them?
Actually, no, we've never played with them, but we've always been pretty big fans of their stuff. They're from Olympia, so, you know, they're kind of, yeah, close to home.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in. We've got Jade up next with a little bit of soul, and here's the Gun Outfit.
Torn out of another week has come and gone, which means it's time to kick off the beginning of the week with another episode of Little Bit of Soul. I'll be your host for this hour, selecting some tunes which will be played on the air for your listening enjoyment. If you're outside the sub taking part in Storm the Wall, I'm wishing you good luck. Storm that wall as hard as you can. Inside, we'll be listening to some Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Kenton, Sarah Vaughan, and oh so many more. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of Little Bit of Soul on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's get this show on the road. We're going to have our local Vancouverite jazz singer start us off on today's show. You may remember me talking about her on an earlier show, along with her quirky and cute singing style. The tune of hers that I'll be playing for you demonstrates how versatile her instrument is compared to the others, to some of the other recordings she has out there. Complete with clear and cool tones. Here's Andrea Superstein with What Goes On off of her album Million Stars Hotel.
What goes on here in my heart, dear? All this turning and yearning and tearing apart my heart, dear. I'm not strong, dear, but I'll get along, dear. So take your fire, retire, and please don't break my heart. When you're gone, dear, I'll carry on, dear. All this sighing and crying keeping me down inside, dear. The sun is out, dear. My sky's about clear. So take your hands on romancing and please don't break my heart. You told me that you loved me, but you couldn't really stay. You said I'm just not about you. Well, let me tell you, baby, that's just not the way I play, and I'll be just fine without you. What goes on here in my heart, dear? All this singing and swinging is bringing a breath